For it is God's message to me, November 10th. I rejoice at thy word, as one that findeth great spoil. We are to regard the Bible as God's disclosure to us of eternal things, the things of most consequence for us to know. By the world it is thrown aside, as if the perusal of it were finished, but 1,000 years of research would not exhaust the hidden treasure it contains. Eternity alone will disclose the wisdom of this book, for it is the wisdom of an infinite mind. But there is but little benefit derived from a hasty reading of the Scriptures. One may read the whole Bible through, and yet fail to see its beauty or comprehend its deep and hidden meaning. Some portions of Scripture are indeed too plain to be misunderstood, but there are others whose meaning does not lie on the surface, to be seen at a glance. Scripture must be compared with Scripture. There must be careful research and prayerful reflection. And such study will be richly repaid. As the miner discovers veins of precious metal concealed beneath the surface of the earth, so will he who perseveringly searches the Word of God as for hid treasure, find truths of the greatest value, which are concealed from the view of the careless seeker. If the time and effort spent in seeking to grasp the bright ideas of infidels were given to studying the precious things of the Word of God, thousands who now sit in darkness and in the shadow of death would be rejoicing in the glory of the light of life.